97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors with Mark Cox. I'm Bo Matthews. And if you are looking to, for a destination for the family, there are wonderful farms all over the region, but one of the best ones is Stuckmeyer's Farms. It is a great place, too. They just had a massive tractor show. I think it was last weekend. My neighbor went up there, and he said, oh, you should have went, and I missed out on it. But Farm Fun Days is happening every weekend in October at Stuckmeyer's, and if you've never been, you should really check it out. It's at Highway 141 and Highway 21. And we have farmer Phil LaCrone from Stuckmeyer's Farm, a fourth generation family owned vegetable farm, on the line with us to talk about Farm Fun Days in October. You guys are gearing up for a big month, aren't you?
Yes, it is. We've been fortunate with the weather so far. It's been a dry season, which has helped with both activities and growing pumpkins.
Well, I was going to ask about that. People have certainly recently we've had a shortage of rain, it seems like. But overall, are we down for the year, Phil? Is that the deal?
Yes, we are down. Okay. But for pumpkins, it's really helped. They do not like wet weather. You get a lot of fungus and mold in them. And the crop is just exceptional this year, exceptionally large. And we're not having any trouble with any rot. They're going to hold up for a long time.
Oh, that's nice.
And you guys are a true farm. You guys actually grow your pumpkins, because there's some farm places that people can go to where they truck them in from like Indiana or something. But you actually grow them there, right?
We grow almost all of them. We have about 30 acres of pumpkins this year, and we're getting quite a few pumpkins. So it's been and they're extra big this year. And we're not sure what happened, but I think the weather was just perfect when they got planted. They got the right moisture, and they're starting to come off now really well.
Now, every year about this time, it's national news when somebody grows one of those giant, 2-ton pumpkins. Have you ever been in that that category?
No, we used to grow some that it took two people to pick up, but we haven't gotten into that. We're more into the regular jack-o'-lanterns that our customers can get into their cars.
Yeah, I'll bet. So do people go out and pick their own then at Stuckmeyer's, Phil, as opposed to just rolling up and having a bunch up there? Or can do either?
We do both.
Okay.
We have a you-pick pumpkin patch that is always really a lot of fun for the kids. We have we're in the radio flyer wagon business. We have to order them every year. We're up to over 100 of them this year that our customers can take out into the pumpkin patch and pick up their pumpkins. But we also have pumpkins that are priced and ready for sale in our greenhouse. So we have that up there with lots of different color gourds, white gourds. We have about every color you can imagine.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's good. So I know that since it's a working farm, I mean, you have other vegetables and stuff people can buy. So if the dry season was good for pumpkins, was it bad for other vegetables?
Well, we can deal with drier than wet weather, because since we are vegetable growers, we can irrigate. So we have, it's a lot of work moving irrigation lines around, but it has been a challenge getting the fall stuff, keeping it wet. But our vegetables are really, we actually picked cut cauliflower broccoli last night, and the heads were almost the size of a dinner plate. So for some reason they got extra big. And then we have homegrown spinach and lettuce and radishes, all that fall stuff's getting ready right now. So along with all our Halloween stuff that we're doing, we still do grow vegetables.
Well, I'll tell you, go ahead. Sorry.
As part of our hayride that we do, it's about a 20-minute ride around the farm. Everyone's able to see our vegetables, how they're grown out in the fields, as well as activities we have displays set up for the kids. So it's probably one of the nice hay rides in the area.
Well, I was going to point out that last night, you know, like, you know, a lot of Americans scrolling social media, and I see a dear friend post a dream come true. And what it was family photos, like professional family photos. I've got to imagine that the photo opportunities at Stuckmeyer's at 141 and 21 have got to be almost everywhere. And I bet families come just for that.
It is. And we plant sunflowers along a lot of edge of our fields for pictures. And we plant different varieties of sunflowers, so we try to have them blooming the whole season during Halloween. So that is really nice, as well as pictures along the corn maze. We have the leaves are starting to change in the woods. Along the hayride, you see big. We have bluffs along the side where people can see the foliage, fall foliage, and out in the pumpkin patch, we get people taking pictures all the time out in the pumpkin patch with our kids.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, I know you got lots of stuff for the kiddos to do. Hit a few of those for us.
We have the hayride, as well as we have barrel rides for the kids, where that's a barrel that's on wheels that we pull with a small tractor for the kids. We have inflatables, pony rides. We also have face painting for the kids. Our big attraction is Fort Spooky, which is a playground area that has slides and tunnels and a very small corn maze in there that the kids can play in, and which is all free for the kids. And then for the larger kids, if you want to go out into our corn maze, we have a bigger corn maze, which is about 3 to 4 acres. So it takes a while, and that's always a nice activity for everyone to go through that during Halloween.
You know, Phil, this is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, so I have to ask, do you have one of those pumpkin cannons that you can fire pumpkins out of?
We do not have both of those.
Okay, sorry, I had to ask. That's I'm always one to blow something up, so I've always enjoyed doing. I don't know who has them anymore. I've done it years ago, but I just wondered if maybe you had one of those.
You know what they do have, though, at Stuckmeyer's? Of course, you know, you can get fresh apples there. Jonathan, Red Delicious, Golden Delicious. They actually grow their own caramel apples with the caramel on them on the tree, Mark.
On the tree?
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Right?
Sure.
Whatever you say. There's not a bee problem down there.
Just
don't
ask.
Worry about it.
Yeah.
It's like Willy Wonka. So, you know, at some of these, you know, weekend events, you know, the throngs of people, some people decide, man, I don't want to fight the traffic. How are you able to manage at 141 and 21? How are you able to manage the parking situation for your property out there?
Well, we have a lot of people helping to park. We try to reserve spots up in the front for people who just like to come into the market. But then we do have lots of parking in the back for everyone that would like to stay for a while, enjoy all the activities. And then we have picnic tables set up, shade for people, so they're able to do all that. And a new thing we have this year is kettle corn. Kettle corn's a big thing for us. We make our own kettle corn, and it's always a big seller.
Yeah, now
grows
mouth.
Right on the stock, Mark. Grows right on the stock.
Now my mouth's watering because I love some of that stuff. I just can't get enough of it. And if people are looking for decorations for the front porch for Thanksgiving coming
up, giant corn stalks,
you know, hay bales, things like that, you got all that stuff too, right?
Yes, we raise our own straw, our wheat to make straw, and then we have Indian corn stalks. And then we have small pumpkins. We call them big and uglies, but they're sort of warty gourds that can be stacked or done all kinds of things with. We even have the little mini pumpkins that we pick all the time. They're the white and the orange ones.
Cool.
And Phil LaCrone is our guest, a fourth generation family owned vegetable farm. So you literally grew up on Stuckmeyer Farm, didn't you?
Pretty much. Believe it or not, I actually married into this family about 35 years ago, and I've been doing this ever since.
And you thought, what did I do? That's a lot of work out there.
Yeah, it's been fun, though. We've grown quite a bit over the years, and now we're starting to actually get people bringing their kids that they've already been here as kids. So you're starting to see multi-generations starting to come out that have been here before. So it's all family fun, ready for the kids, nothing scary. And we really enjoy showing the farm to everyone.
I guess we should ask, how late are you open? Because it's probably something people like to do on the weekends. What are your Friday, Saturday, Sunday hours?
Friday, we're open 9 to 6. Saturday, we open at 9, and we try to get closed around the 5, but usually it's 6 o'clock before, and we got a lot of cleaning up and get ready for the next day. And then Sunday starts at 10 o'clock. And usually around 5 o'clock, the crowd starts leaving about that time.
Good stuff. Phil LaCrone from Stuckmeyer's Farm, Highway 141 and 21. And you can check him out there or call him at 636-349-1225. Phil, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Good to get you on here, and that's something that's just a family tradition for a lot of people.
It is.
Great
it
having
you. Stuckmeyers.com is their Stuckmeyers.com is their website as well, if you want to go check it out and find out where they are if you're not from that area.
Absolutely. Get you a couple big old gourds for your front porch.
I had my daughter's 6th birthday party out there.
Nice.
And everybody, they all rode the barrel rides, and they all brought home a pumpkin because she's an October baby.
Oh, sweet. Mine too. When our daughter, the youngest one, was born October 24th, we took her out to a pumpkin patch and took some pictures with her.
Nice.
When she was still just new.
Aww,
like you put her inside an empty pumpkin,
no,
put the cap on top of her head.
We laid her next to one, though, and got a picture and sent out the announcement to everybody. So it's fun.
Adorable. Adorable.
Good stuff.
All right, coming up, we are going to be talking on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors about one of Mark Cox's favorite things in the world, Sammy Hagar. No, it's not Sammy Hagar.
Nice. His birthday was last week.
This guy.
Yeah, bourbon.
Bourbon. My name's in it twice.
Bobo.
B-O-U-R-B-O-N. It's next on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Stay right there.
Get more at 971talk.com.